Right, Tip, I didn't give you fair warning, but would you lead us in our opening prayer this evening? And we'll continue our devotion and worship time together.
Yeah. You pray with me. Our Heavenly Father, we're so thankful that we can come to you in prayer. We're thankful for this life we have that, as Christians, that we're blessed in the things that we do. We pray that you'll be with us as we meet together. And we pray that you'll help us, especially be mindful of Donna's family and little Carlos, but his worried parents too. We pray that you'll encourage them and that he will regain his health and find what's wrong with him. We ask you to continue to be with our friends here who are ill and having problems, medical problems also. We ask for a quick recovery for them. We ask that you'll be with us in our prayers and in our songs and our worship of you. That it be pleasing to you. We ask it all in Jesus' name.
Amen. I got my list of songs. I had our opening song is 238. I like this song. It's, you know, we only sing it once a month at the singing, but 238. I had a lady say that she thought she might be able to make it. This is one of her favorite songs, so I put it. I probably should have put it later in the program, but 238. Be here to enjoy singing that. 238. Elaine, can you hear me? All right. Elaine, can you hear me?
Yep.
All right, we'll sing it through twice. 238.
Hey, you are the words and the music. You are the song that I sing. You are the melody. You are the harmony, praising your name I will bring. You are the Lord of lords, you are the mighty God, you are the King of all kings. So now I give back to you the song that you gave to me. You are the song that I sing. And you are the words and the music. You are the song that I sing. Melody, you are the harmony, praising your name I will bring. You are the Lord of lords, you are the mighty God, you are the King of all kings. So now I give back to you the song that you gave to me, you are the song that I sing.
All right, number 475.
Down at the cross where my Savior died, down where for cleansing from sin I cried, there to my heart was the blood applied, glory to his name, glory to his name, glory to his name, there to my heart was the blood applied, glory to his name. I am so wondrously saved from sin, Jesus so sweetly abides within. There at the cross where he took me in, glory to his name, glory to his name, glory to his name. There to my heart was the blood applied, glory to his name. O precious fountain that saves from sin, I am so glad I have entered in. There Jesus saves me and keeps me clean. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to
7. Hello, May.
Hi.
Glad you came.
I am too.
I knew that. 797. After this, we'll have our first scripture reading. Chris, I usually call on you first. The readings tonight are from the book of Philippians. So you have chapter 1, verses 1 through 11.
Lord, we come before thee now, at thy feet we humbly bow. Oh, do not our suits this day, shall we sing thee, Lord, in vain? Shall we sing thee, Lord, in vain? Grant that all may sing and find thee, O God, supremely kind. Heal the sick, the captive free.
Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all God's holy people in Christ Jesus at Philippi, together with the overseers and deacons, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. It is right for me to feel this way about all of you, since I have you in my heart, and whether I am in chains or defending and confirming the gospel, all of you share in God's grace with me. God can testify how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and in depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. Let us pray. Dear loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the Bible. And just as Paul is writing here, Lord, we share in that confidence. We share also in spreading the gospel. And it is with great joy that we're able to do that. We get to proclaim Jesus Christ and all that he has done for us and all that he's provided. Not only just for us, but for all men. We just pray confidently to you, knowing that even though you are the one and true living God of all things, that you're not only with us right now, but you hear us and that you will answer our prayers. And we're so very grateful that we've had Jesus to make that all possible. And Lord, it is our prayer that as we continue to worship you, give you praise, glory, and honor, that we will do so in a manner that will continue to bring you glory through your Son, Jesus. As we ask this prayer in Jesus' name, amen.
Number 463.
I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from its sunshine, for its skies may turn to gray. I don't worry for the future, for I know what Jesus said. Walk with beside him, for he knows what is ahead. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow. But the one who feeds the sparrow is the one who stands by me. And the path that be my portion may be through the flood or flood, but his breath goes before me, and I'm covered with his blood. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow.
Number 376.
He paid a debt he did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. And now I sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace. Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay. He paid that debt at Calvary. He cleansed my soul and set me free. I'm glad that Jesus did all my sins erase. I now can sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace. Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay. Oh, one day he's coming back for me to live with him eternally. Won't it be glory to see him on that day? I then will sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace. light, for in his light you'll never walk alone. Always still at home, wherever you may roam, there is no power can conquer you while God is on your side. Just take him and his promise. Don't run away and hide. It is no secret what God can do, what he's done for others, he'll do for you.
Number 197.
I know that my Redeemer lives and living cares for me. I know eternal life he gives and gave on Calvary. Oh, it was wonderful, wonderful love that brought me from heaven above.
Crystal sea,
that when he lives and loves and cares, there I may ever be. Oh, 'twas wonderful, wonderful love that brought me from heaven above, as a rat to the die on the tree, to save a poor sinner like me.
Okay, Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 2, verses 12 through 18. Reading for the New American Standard Bible. So then, my beloved, just as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Do all things without grumbling or disputing, so that you will prove yourselves to be blameless and innocent, children of God, above reproach, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you appear as lights in the world, holding fast the word of life, so that in the day of Christ I will have reason to glory, because I did not run in vain nor toil in vain. But even if I am being poured out as a drink offering upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I rejoice and share my joy with you all. You too, I urge you, rejoice in the same way and share your joy with me. Bow with me. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for a time like this when we can come and sing praises to your name as we are instructed to do so in your word. We're thankful, Father, for the people down through the centuries who have taken the time to write these hymns. We pray that our worship and song has been acceptable to you. And we pray for all the people that who are not here for whatever reason. We pray for them, and if they're ill, we pray that you'll help them to recover. Forgive us of our sins, Father, we pray in Christ's name.
Two more songs. Number 202.
Joyful, joyful, we adore thee, God of glory, Lord above. Hearts unfold like flowers before thee, opening to the sun above. Melt the clouds of sin and sadness, drive the dark of doubt away. Give it up. angels join the mighty chorus which the morning stars began. Father, love is reigning o'er us. Brother, love binds man to man. Ever singing, march we onward, victors in the midst of strife. Joyful music leads us onward in the triumph song of life.
And the last song we'll have this evening, number 711.
Blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love. The fellowship of kindred minds is like to that of God. Before our Father's throne, we pour our ardent prayers. Our fears, our hopes, our aims are one, our comfort and our cares. We share our mutual woes, our mutual burdens bear, and often for each other close the sympathizing tear. When we asunder part, it gives us inward pain, but we shall still be joined in heart and hope to meet again.
This song needs an amen on the end of it. Just seems like it should flow into it. All right, any other announcements we need to make or highlight, emphasize? I don't want to short anything that needs to be said or...